Listen on Demand, brought to you by 680 News.
In health news, a study from Singapore suggests taking aspirin at least a couple of times a week can reduce the risk of developing lung cancer, even among smokers. The study followed 1,200 Asian women. Those who took aspirin at least twice a week for at least 1 month were less likely to have lung cancer. Aspirin's also been linked to a lower risk of colon, prostate, and esophageal cancer. This study is published in the journal Lung Cancer. A new report from the U.S. Centers for Disease Control says surprisingly few Americans have high cholesterol, in a country where two-thirds of the adults are overweight.
Experts say only 13% of the total cholesterol in U.S. adults is high. They say the reason is that so many Americans take cholesterol-lowering drugs. Another factor, though, is that smoking rates are dropping. Cholesterol is a fat-like substance. It's in the blood, and it contributes to heart disease. The government set a goal that no more than 17% of adults have high total cholesterol. That goal was achieved about 5 years ago for women and more than 10 years ago for men. I'm Sophia Manos.
And if you panic when your cell phone goes missing, you are certainly not alone. There's even a name for that condition now. Nomophobia is the fear of being without your cell phone, and it is on the rise. A British online survey finds two-thirds of people worry about being without their phones. That's increased by 15% in the last 4 years. The survey finds women 18 to 24 most likely to suffer from nomophobia. The cure? So-called exposure therapy, getting used to the idea of being without your cell phone, then taking increasingly longer breaks until you're okay being apart for just a little while.